Adjust the flow and fill the room. New patients walking in real soon. GiroMarketingHQ.com. Align the practice, watch it grow. GiroMarketingHQ.com.
This is the Chiro Marketing HQ podcast. Short practical audio for chiropractors who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, the AI answer is becoming the first front desk a patient talks to. More patients ask an assistant to pick a chiropractor instead of scanning the map pack. What that changes this fall, and four things to fix now. Watch someone under 40 look for a chiropractor now. A fair number of them do not open Google Maps and scroll. They type a paragraph into an assistant. I have had sciatica for 2 weeks. I live in Fair Oaks. I have Blue Cross. Who should I see? And how much will it cost? What comes back is two or three practice names and a short summary of each. That is a different competition from the one chiropractors have spent a decade optimizing for. The map pack has three slots you can work toward. The paragraph has no slots, no bid, and no visible ranking. Either the system is confident enough about your practice to name it, or it names the office down the road. What is actually changing? Three things, and none of them are new tactics. They are old tactics that suddenly carry more weight. The insurance question moved to the front. Assistants answer the whole question at once, including coverage and price, because the patient asked the whole question at once. A practice whose website never states which plans it takes cannot be part of that answer. It is not being penalized. There is simply nothing to quote. Your review text matters more than your review count. Count still helps, and the field is thin. Across 71,195 chiropractic listings, the median practice has 15 reviews, and 44.6% have fewer than 10. But what gets a practice named for sciatica is 10 reviews that say sciatica. 100 reviews saying friendly staff, great adjustment. Tell a summarizing system nothing about what you treat. Being unremarkable now costs more. In a map pack, an average listing still shows up when the better ones are full or far. In a generated answer, average does not get mentioned at all. There is no page two. What has not changed? The badge on the answer is not the decision. The patient still opens your profile, still reads three reviews, still looks at whether you are open Saturday, and still decides in the first 20 seconds of the phone call. Getting named puts you in the consideration set. Everything after that is the same job it has always been. Which is good news, because the practices that already do the fundamentals well are the ones being named. Nobody is winning this with a trick. Four things to fix this month. Write the insurance page. Name the plans you accept. State whether a referral is needed. Say what a cash visit costs for someone with no coverage. Half a page. It answers the question that ends more searches than any other, and it is the fastest thing on this list. Write three condition pages with prices. Sciatica, headaches, auto accident injury, or whichever three you actually want more of. Open each with two sentences that name the condition, your town, and what you do about it. Then cover cause, first visit, typical number of visits, and cost. Those two opening sentences are what gets lifted verbatim. The AI search guide has the full structure and the schema to add. Make your details identical everywhere. Practice name, address, phone, and hours, bite for bite, on your Google profile, your website footer, health grades, Yelp, Apple Business Connect, and your Facebook page. Inconsistency is the most common reason a system hedges instead of naming you. 2 hours of work, and the Google profile guide covers the rest of that listing. Ask improving patients to name the problem and the town. Not you writing it, them. You cannot publish a patient's condition, but a patient can describe their own experience freely. One sentence at the desk. If you can, mention that you came in for headaches and that we are in Fair Oaks. Check your own city. Do this before you spend anything. Open a logged-out session in ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google and ask the four questions your patients would ask. Best chiropractor in your town. Chiropractor in your town for sciatica. Chiropractor near you that takes a named insurer. Chiropractor open Saturday. Write down which practices get named. Most owners find one of two things. Either two competitors come up repeatedly, in which case go read what those practices publish, because the difference is usually that they have condition pages with prices, and you have a homepage with a mission statement, or nothing local gets named at all, and the answer is generic, in which case the field is wide open, and whoever publishes real answers first will hold it for a while. The Saturday question is worth asking separately. Only 21.4% of chiropractic practices list Saturday hours, and 24.4% list no hours at all. So in most towns, there's barely anyone for an assistant to recommend. The part nobody wants to hear. None of this is fast, and none of it is clever. It is an insurance page, three condition pages, consistent listings, and a review habit. The reason the field stays open is exactly that. 23.9% of chiropractic practices in this data set still have no website, which means a quarter of your competitors cannot participate in this at all, and most of the rest have a template site that says nothing quotable. The interfaces will keep changing. Google has rebuilt its local results repeatedly and will again. What survives every rebuild is the same short list, a complete profile, a real supply of recent specific reviews, a fast site that answers actual questions, and a phone somebody picks up. Build those in the format of the results page stops being your problem. If you want the pages, the listing cleanup, and the schema handled, it is one of the services in the free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175 or see where you stand in the benchmark report. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, chiromarketinghq.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for chiropractors. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.